7. They're under pressure.
We come to you, and O God, knowing that thou art our only King.
You're listening to the program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio with Brother Yasser Ibrahim.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. Dear listeners, welcome to another episode of Bookshelf with me, Brother Yasser Ibrahim, on IRIB English Radio. The gatherings of Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam within the Shi'i tradition calls upon, or rather gathers, the most amount of people throughout the year. People from all different backgrounds, from all different cultures, from all different language, they come together in certain places, for example. Or, for example, they come together to listen to a certain speaker, and so on and so forth. But the purpose behind them coming together, or to a certain Husseiniya, or Imam Barga, or, for example, center or masjid, is for them to benefit from the speaker with regards to the mission and with regards to the history behind the event of Karbala, and to be lifted and to rather be uplifted by the illuminated status of the Master of Martyrs, Sayyid al-Shuhada, Imam al-Hussein alayhi salam. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners in this program deals with that the author mentions clearly, that we will read that particular portion as well in our next segment, that why it is important for those who are speaking regarding Imam Hussein listen, to do justice to both the gathering and the audience. It is important for the speaker to know both, and not just, you know, speak things that will, you know, not uplift them, but just bring about emotional content. No, it needs to be something that does justice to the gathering of Imam Hussein alayhi salam. So inshallah, in our next segment, we will be reading a portion and rather also introducing this book to our dear listeners. So please stay tuned.
It's night, dark and cold. I walk in the city alone in the crowd. Every street, every store is filled with colors and smiles as before. I know clouds are hidden behind these faces. Is there anyone who has a sunny heart? I put on my headphones and play the song, which repeats the enchanted whisper. Why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name? Why is my heart set on fire when I hear your name?
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf on IRIB English Radio. So the book that we would like to introduce to our dear listeners today is titled Ashura. The book was written by Ayatollah Muhammad Mehdi Asifi, rahmatullah alayh. Ayatollah Asifi was born in the city of Najaf, Iraq, and was a political activist in that city as well. He then fled to Iran after, obviously, the Ba'athist regime forced him to flee. He has many different books. He was born in the year 1937-38, and he passed away very recently in the year 2015. He has many, you know, writings, unfortunately many not in English. Alhamdulillah, one of those books that we have, which is in English, is this book titled Ashura. It was translated by Brother Umar Komo, and the publication was done by the Ahlul Bayt Wal Assembly, that is situated in the city of Qom in the Islamic Republic of Iran. So as I mentioned previously, the author himself mentions in the introduction about the reason why this book was written. And he says that the sermons that are delivered concerning Imam Hussein alayhi salam attract the largest audience from all classes of people. The respect they have for these speeches is very significant. a feature rarely found in other gatherings. Speakers for such occasions are required to reciprocate this respect and earn his attendance by doing justice to the feelings of the people and the gatherings for Hussein alayhi salam. The people who come from far and wide to listen to the lectures that are delivered about Imam Hussein alayhi salam expect the speakers to enrich their talks with a great knowledge of Islam and Quranic concepts, new horizons of thought, understanding and analysis of Hussein alayhi salam's words, speeches and stances. As he moved from Hijaz to Iraq, the speeches of his kinsmen and companions, the positions they took and the sacrifices they offered that are unique in history. The uprising of Hussein alayhi salam is replete with ideas, concepts, values and beautiful scenes, the likes of which are rarely witnessed in the words and deeds of others, which speakers are expected to analyze as they trace his route from Hijaz to Iraq. They should be able to present these lessons to their listeners during the month of Muharram and also on other occasions. The present book is an effort in that direction, but I cannot be sure that it has achieved its goal. All the same, I have tried. Knowing success is from God alone. Muhammad Mehdi Al-Asifi, Holy Najaf, the 20th day of Shawwal, 1425 AH. And obviously, as we can see, that this book was originally written in Arabic and then translated into English by the brother we mentioned previously, Brother Umar Kumo, and published by the Ahlul Bayt World Assembly. So inshallah, in our next segment, we'll be reading a portion from the book itself for the benefit of our dear listeners. So please stay tuned. Mawlana, Mawla Hussein. Mawlana, Mawla Hussein. Mawla ya Hussein.
Mawla Hussein.
Welcome back, dear listeners, to our program Bookshelf with me, Brother Yasir Ibrahim, on IRIB English Radio. The book that we have introduced to our dear listeners is titled Ashura, and it was written by Ayatollah Muhammad Mehdi Al-Asifi, Rahmatullah Alayh, and translated from the original Arabic by Brother Umar Kumo. So the portion that we would like to read for our dear listeners is titled Some Instances of Loyalty in the Supplication, Ziyara Al-Warith. Three aspects of loyalty are portrayed in this supplication. 1. Salutation, that is, peace be on you, O here to Adam, God's chosen one. Testimony, that is, I bear witness that you are the pious and devout Imam. 3. Stand, that is, my heart is in submission to your heart, and my actions follow yours. In the following passages, we will discuss these three aspects of loyalty which appear in this supplication. First aspect, salutation. This is the first manifestation of loyalty, which has three parts. First, peace be on you, O here, to Adam, God's chosen one. Second, peace be on you, O son of Muhammad, the chosen one. Third, peace be on you, O God's avenger, the son of God's avenger. Among the elements of loyalty are salutation and submission. That is, not disputing and differing with the leadership, both in the mind and in behavior. By submission, we mean practical obedience and compliance. However, this obedience stems from internal harmony and love for the leader and not from coercion. The relationship of the community with its leaders is that of firmly rooted submission that is visible in behavior. This relationship is exhibited at the end of the formal prayer in the form of salutation. Peace and God's mercy and blessings be on you, O Prophet. The fruit reaped by the servant when he soars towards God in prayer is obedience and love for the God-appointed leaders. Islam has prescribed the word peace as the faithful salutation for one another. This general greeting, peace be on us and on God's righteous servants, is the closing part on which the worshippers finish their prayers. The importance given to spreading peace arises from the emphasis arises from the emphasis that is laid on the type of relationship that should exist between Muslims. This relationship is established on the basis of eschewing discord and disagreement among Muslims, removing hatred, malice, and ill will from minds, establishing love and fellow feeling in hearts, and cooperation and concord in action. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the right of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, that under the umbrella of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam, that all Muslims throughout the world, all people throughout the world, are united in the love of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam. And as the author, rahmatullah alayhi, rightly says, that this peace that is brought about by the love of Imam al-Husayn alayhi salam enables all discord, malice, and ill feelings towards one another to be removed from our hearts, inshallah. Until next time, my dear brothers and sisters, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was the program Bookshelf with Brother Yasser Ibrahim on RIB English Radio.
الذي